HarperCollins presents Death Knocks Twice by Robert Thorogood, read by Phil Fox.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Detective Inspector Richard Poole was in a bad mood. This wasn't, in fact, all that unusual. Not to say that he was always in a bad mood, far from it. Sometimes he simmered without quite boiling over, and at other times he felt too worn down by the whole shooting match of life to get a proper grump on. But today wasn't one of those days. Today he was in a fury so complete that he was in grave danger of going the full Rumpelstiltskin. As was so often the case, the object of Richard's ire was Police Officer Duane Myers.
"Then how about you try this one, Chief?" Duane said, as he stood by his desk, holding up a brightly coloured Hawaiian shirt.
There was a stifled laugh from the direction of Camille's desk. "What's that, Camille?" Richard asked.
"Nothing, sir,"
Camille said in her most grown-up voice.
"But I think Duane's right. That shirt would really suit you."
"It wouldn't," Richard said.
"I think it would, sir."
"It wouldn't, Camille, I just said."
"But why not? It's fun."
"Fun?"
Richard squeaked in a high falsetto that frankly surprised all of them. He coughed to put the gravel back into his voice. You call.